I have hallucinations occasionally, and one of them occurred in 1957 when my old lady died. My wife. My darling, my life, in her sepulcher there by the sea. No, my mother died in 1957. And it really is that Poe poem, really. But this is called Cemetery Hill, and it has a epigraph. The scene, March 10, 1957, Cemetery Hill, at the foot of which we live. 11 p.m., death of mother. Mother appears in my room, calls name, touches, then floats out to death barge. Late night vision of the death barge floating through the sky and entering the dawn sun disk. And the hands with white veins there dropped on me from above, and boiling, 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 the breath of fire came boiling, and the white eyes floated out upon the darkness in my room, and the voice called out from there my name, 11 p.m., March 10, 1957, silence. Then floating up over the hill beyond the cemetery was apparition with veins full of white blood and white eyes beaming berserkness, nameless, a phantom never to enter again the house she cursed and to have grown thin in the curse house down from the cemetery hill where I knew death would enter early after my grandmother had misinformed me about death. You shall never die. And my mother hipping me later about death, and I ran out onto the terrace and faced the cemetery up on the hill where the winter sunrise glistened off the metal nameplates there, death rays focused into young eye. Yes, I ran out onto the terrace in the death vulsion, for grandmother had said that doctors would make me live forever. And I cried there, stomped into the death chain which I had fled, age 5, fled, and always the sun shafts glittering off of tombstones on the hill above my home meant death. Death was a hill with tombstones for teeth, a grandmother, a mother without hope, and in the mornings a rain crow exuding death in the trees. And day now puking itself up over the horizon reflects on Cemetery Hill, beams upon the ground where my mother lies in a beige suit, in a dark brown coffin, ears laden with earrings and a necklace on the neck. And on the night she died, I saw the barge of death float out into the black, and the death ship full of cakes and vases entered the plexus, freaked itself in the sun's eye. And I heard her voice at 11 p.m., silence, March 10, 1957, and she floated up over the hill beyond the cemetery and entered the sun barge, and when dawn was bawling the hill, she was sucked into the sun. Oh, I have seen her floating in the barge, and she was as a sunflower invaded by floodlights, and her eyes were white, and her veins were full of white blood, and her mind opened out, and the brain valves were turned open, and she entered the brilliance, and her mind was staggered in the flood of phenomena. And I have heard, oh, I have heard my mother on the barge of death, seduced into the rainbow, led into the current, an eye flinging beams on itself, a telephone book smeared with blood. And I have heard my mother as her shade stomped out of the steaming flesh, and her voice claws out of the night there, whose hands were so beautiful, whose hands hooked out at the oxygen tent as she lay dying, puked into the death rattle, bones a rattle, cock-a-cock-a stomp out of the blossom, frenzy of the time, myrrh and death meat cooling off, sunflower out of the flesh, all out, all out.